Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This cough is persistent, to say the least. Oof. I was hoping to go to like an urgent care tomorrow morning, but then it was reminded that we have to entertain the sales department.
And it's a virus. There's nothing they can do for you.
Can't they give me like a antibiotic?
Yeah, not
well,
for virus.
Not for viruses.
I told you there's a lidocaine spray, and I got a whole bunch of cough drops, and I got a steroid. And so that did help.
Do you feel even remotely guilty?
If, in fact, I am patient zero, I do feel some guilt.
Well, she had to get it from somewhere.
Thank you, Dan. Probably got it from here. This place is a Petri dish. You know that.
Or from the pub crawl in Lawrence.
Probably more likely
more
that.
More likely there.
Mm-hmm.
All those people. At the sandbar. Or the hawk. Did you get over to Louise's?
I don't have a lot of time.
Did you ever get over to Louise's?
We did not. Okay. We did not.
Wasn't that your favorite bar back
I lived right by Louise's West back in the day, yeah.
Oh, Louise's West.
Oh, yeah.
But not you didn't go to Louise's downtown?
Not that often. You know, the bars are all not very large and packed with a lot of people.
My go-to back in the day was Benchwarmers.
Oh, yeah.
And the Yacht Club.
The Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still around?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was probably 15 years ago when I last went in there.
All right. Speaking of college bad decisions, we ended the show with this on Friday. We are reminding parents today the homeless man prank has, over the weekend, led to some arrests.
Oh.
This is the, quote, prank that has gone viral on TikTok where kids have a photo of this man that they superimpose and it looks very real outside of their door. And they use their own house. So it looks like—
Your daughter did it.
Yes, it looks like their door, their house, their room. It is spurring parental panic and promoting police responses across the country. In one video with more than 2 million views, a distraught mother tells her son, get him out of the house, after he texted her several fake images of men in their home. This is madness. What is this? The culprit in this case snapped an image of his mother's bed and put the fake man dressed in torn, stained clothing lying down for a nap, saying, Mom, he's friendly. He's just taking a nap on your bed. Okay. So as you can imagine, parents freak out, call, what are you doing? And what started as a viral joke has now taken a criminal turn. Police departments around the country have issued statements urging the public, stop this stupid and potentially dangerous trend. Two juveniles in Ohio were criminally charged for their involvement in the prank. The Yonkers Police Department said, we'd like to laugh, but we have warned you. Manufacturing fake emergencies crosses a line and could lead to serious consequences. Over the weekend, the city of Salem did a public service announcement and said,
what's the crime, though?
Read the state law. This is illegal, and there is real harm in this viral trend. It
creating a panic?
Creating a panic, and it has led some parents, if your college kids are out of town, to call police and say, there is a man, go now, there is a man in that condo. I think they were trying to be nice. Now he's not leaving. They need help.
It's a hoax, just like swatting and other types of hoaxes.
Yeah, but when you SWAT, you're doing that intention. You are making the phone call, and you're purporting that there is a crime when there is not. With this, if it's your parents who are maybe calling 911 because you're pulling, and listen, I don't have any sympathy, don't get me wrong, but if your parents legitimately think that there is something that police need to be aware of at your apartment or your house or whatever, and you're not telling your mom or your dad,
hey, by the way,
I want you to call police.
This was a joke.
But who's committing the crime?
The one who started it to begin
probably
with.
Probably the
because
one who started it,
because you're creating
it,
a panic among some residents.
It's two juveniles in Ohio who are charged.
Parents, yep. But they're still resident citizens who think that a crime is underway.
Authorities
so
warn
the
911 calls are taken seriously. They drain police resources. They avert from real emergencies. And further, this is from the Yonkers Police Station, this prank dehumanizes the homeless. It causes a distressed recipient to panic and wastes our time.
Does it dehumanize the homeless, or have we dehumanized the homeless already and it plays into a stereotype?
If you took a photo of a clean-cut fake man and said, there's a man in our apartment, he asked to use the bathroom, he won't leave, I would call 911 immediately.
Okay. All right.
Immediately.
That's fair.
I'm like, okay, you just let Brian Koberger in, right?
Hmm. Yeah. By the way, apparently the yacht club caught fire years ago.
Oh.
It burned to the ground. They rebuilt it, and it has been closed since 2017.
Well, that's the end of an iconic era, all of our lives.
No wonder why you weren't getting served while you were in there.
I know. Sir, we're going to ask you to leave again.
You know, the
Ma'am,
only time—
this is a Wendy's now.
So the yacht club is where all the basketball players used to go. And I would go in the back and play pool most of the— because I had an apartment literally right down the street, so I would just walk home. It is the only time I have ever come into contact with pepper spray.
Really?
Yes. Somebody, I was in college, so pre-1994, and it probably was my senior year, and I was playing pool in the back with some friends, and somebody just fired off a can of pepper spray.
Also not okay.
That, I don't even know where it came from.
That'll clear your nostrils out.
But this was in the back pool room. They had like three or four pool tables back there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't enclosed necessarily. It wasn't a door that you would shut, but it was its own separate room.
You're stuck back there.
And so it was, it was confined. And that is one of the most awful experiences of my life.
You can taste
pungent.
It. It burns your throat.
It burns your eyes.
Yep.
It stings the nostrils.
It does, and not in a good way.
Every year, the police department would be like, all right, we're doing our annual little media training. If you want to come be pepper sprayed or tased, to show everybody what it really looks like.
I'm good.
I was like, who? I had friends of mine raise their hand for that. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't ever wake up. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm making my coffee and think, I would like to be tased today. That sounds delightful.
I've already done the tear gas.
Did you do it?
Experimentation. When I was in the military.
Oh.
Have you ever been tased?
I have not.
Could it kill you, Dan?
It can give you a heart attack.
If you have asthma. No, I mean
the pepper spray?
The pepper spray.
I mean, possibly. Typically, it's a less than lethal.
Oh, God. Thank you, hard
thing.
Pass. No.
It is,
I just think the police like macing the media. Honestly, they're come on, today's the day. Come on down.
Where's Mahoney? you couldn't pay me to get tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. Dan Weinbaum, that guy over there is Kramer filling in for Sam. Sam returns next week. He's taking a very well-deserved week off. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ. From the crime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of stories here. Authorities in Atlanta say they have averted a tragedy today after a man's family told police that he was headed to the city's airport to, quote, shoot it up.
Good God.
But good play on the family's part. See something, say something, right? Police found an AR-15 assault rifle with 27 rounds of ammunition in the man's truck, which was parked outside of Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, according to the police chief. And I'm quoting here from the chief, there were 27 rounds that could have been fired from this weapon inside the airport. Billy Cagle, who is 49, was arrested on suspicion of terroristic threats, criminal attempt to commit aggravated assault and firearms charges, according to the police department. It was not immediately clear if he had a lawyer. Doesn't matter. The police chief said investigators are working to identify a possible motive. Officials say Billy Cagle had mental challenges but declined to provide any further detail.
Right, this next story breaks my heart. And anytime we talk about this, it does open up sort of sometimes a heated discussion because there are women who choose, and it is your right to choose, to give birth at home. In some cases, things go terribly, terribly wrong, and things also go wrong in hospitals. But I think when you are wanting a home birth and you aren't close to a hospital, the clock is ticking to save mom. And in this case that we're going to tell you about here, sadly, there was not enough time to save her. A food influencer has died after giving birth to her son at home following what they are calling, quote, an extremely rare complication. On October 19th, Stacey Hatfield's husband, Nathan Warnicki, announced that she had passed late last month. She was known for promoting toxin-free lifestyle and foods with natural ingredients on her Natural Spoonfuls website and Instagram page. Absolute beautiful young woman. It is with a heavy heart, he wrote, that I share with you the unexpected passing of my beautiful soulmate and best friend. She passed after successfully giving birth to our firstborn son, Axel, at home, tragically shortly after an unforeseen and extremely rare complication arose. She passed after she was transferred to a hospital. They say hospital staff did amazing, but ultimately nothing could be done despite their best efforts. The story just broke my heart because I know medical complications do and can happen in hospitals, Scott. Mm-hmm. The maternal mortality rate in the United States is abysmal. We have to do a better job, and that's in hospitals. So things do go wrong in hospitals. But I feel like when things go wrong at home,
What do you do?
What do you do? You're 30 minutes away or 40 minutes away. An ambulance is called, like all of those things. Breaks my heart. And I don't have anything against home births or doulas, or I think all of those things are wonderful and you have to do what you're comfortable with. I went to the hospital 4 times, not because of the 99.8% of the time that things go right. I wanted to be there for the 0.2% that goes wrong. And you heard him say twice, unexpected and extremely rare.
What is midwifery?
They have to be licensed and have delivered thousands of babies, most of them, and are very, very good.
So these are people that come to your home.
As safe as it can be, a natural home birth, just like our great grandmas did and grandmas did back in the day. But, you know, I wasn't comfortable enough with the just in case. That was just me. Mm-hmm. And just in case can happen in a hospital.
And you don't have to have a midwife. I'm asking out of pure ignorance. If you decide I'm going to give birth at home, you don't have to have a midwife there, right?
You can have your baby in the living room by yourself.
Well, some women have them in the car.
Want to.
On the way to the hospital.
I don't think that's necessarily the best practice. But anyway, she's young, healthy baby boy. Absolutely breaks my heart. He says it was her life's biggest dream to be a mom. She did it on her terms, exactly the way she dreamed of doing it. I do take exception to that sentence. This was not the way she wanted this.
No, you're right about that. But the husband goes on to write that she didn't die in childbirth. She died shortly after childbirth.
But that's when the complications happened.
Right, I understand.
In the first couple days.
But she was able to nurse him, saw that it was a boy. It's my understanding, just based on a passing reading of what dad wrote, husband wrote online, is that she died shortly after childbirth.
So giving birth is still serious business. Like, I know that we treat it like, oh, she had a baby, great. But like, when the you-know-what hits the fan, there are times, like if you have the placenta like breaks apart and erupts, you could have seconds or a couple minutes to save mom or to get the baby out, like all of those things.
Right. Well, I mean, and I'm not comparing the two at all, but the moral of the story holds true. When I was having those issues a couple of months ago with when I thought I was having a heart attack, and, you know, it's a little embarrassing when you realize, you know, at the end of the day, you didn't have a heart attack, you're going home.
You're getting a big bill.
You're going to get a big bill, and you're going to have to pay it. That's right. But I did say, better safe than sorry. And if I was having a heart attack, which I thought I was, what better place to be than in a hospital as I'm having it?
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't have any problem with not that they would care, but if a woman wants to give birth at home, that's her story. You know, that's her decision. I've only fathered two children, but, thankfully, Shonda was in the hospital, and here's why.
Yeah.
Maya was breached. If we had decided to do Maya's birth at home, she wouldn't be here.
I don't know how that works. If there's a certain amount of time you can try to get that baby to turn, but at some point, you're right, they've got to get the baby out. You got to get the baby out. If you have to get the baby out quickly and surgically, a hospital's the place to do it.
I'll keep this as clean as I can. I won't be blue on this, although, man— Maya was born in the middle of the night, and Shonda was sleeping on the bed in the room. I was on a cot next to the bed. I am awakened by just havoc, mayhem, as Sam would say. And I open up my eyes, and there is a nurse by Shonda's head. There's another nurse, I'm not going to get graphic here, that is on the bed.
Yeah.
Okay?
She's up there.
She is trying to reposition Maya, if you know what I mean, okay? They go running out the room with the nurse on the bed.
Be right back.
The other one pushing her, and I go chasing them down the hallway screaming, what the blank is going on? Thinking I'm about to lose my kid. And it turns out she was breached. They rushed Shonda into this room, and I was allowed to stay up by her head, and they just immediately draped her midsection, and Maya was born by C-section.
Here she comes. Maya's always wanted to do things her own way, and here we are.
Clearly. Clearly. Real quick, before we get to break, did you hear about this football player over the weekend who has broken the NCAA record for most yards rushed in a game. So I was at, do you remember Tony Sands from KU when he ran for 398 yards against Missouri? And my brother and I just happened to be at that game. That, at the time, 398 was the record. Uh-uh. There's a small school named Curry College in Milton, Massachusetts, just south of Boston. They have 2,000 undergraduate students. The campus is 131 acres. Over the weekend, one of their players, Monty Quinn, running back Monty Quinn from Curry College, ran for 522 yards.
Wow.
That is a new NCAA record. He is the first player ever to rush for more
than five. Is he still running?
He never stopped. He's like Forrest Gump. He is the first running back in college history to run for more than 500 yards and led his school, Curry College, to a homecoming win 71-27 over the Colonels. The Curry Colonels over Nichols College, says Quinn, who is obviously very humble. I'm just calm and I just chill. Everybody wanted me to get excited, but the job's still not finished. Wow, 522 yards over the weekend. Dana Wright, that guy over there is Kramer. My name is Scott Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on KMBZ. Story here from the New York Post, but it's out of Missouri, just outside of St. Louis, in fact. A Missouri restaurant got even with a Dine and Dasher who scammed them out of a meal by paying with a fake bill when they plastered the thieving customer's face on social media.
Yeah.
That's a $1,000 bill with Ben Franklin's face on it.
Yeah.
And they fell for it?
Not exactly.
Michael's Bar and Grill in Manchester, about 20 miles outside of St. Louis, plastered an image of the customer who skipped out on his meal on Facebook after they realized the costly error that their servers made on Sunday. This is Sunday, a week ago yesterday. The customer ordered a burger and multiple sides at the restaurant before paying his tab with what his server believed was a $100 bill for a $40 meal.
Because it looks like, if at first glance, you see Benjamin Franklin, you see it's $100. At first glance, if you're busy, it looks like 100.
But it's 1,000.
Yeah. Which doesn't exist.
Okay. When the busy server went to fetch his change, she realized that the bill was fake. It was a novelty $1,000 bill. By the time that she returned to confront him, the man had already left with a to-go bag of food and driven off in his Lexus.
So this has been happening, they say, more and more at this establishment and others. They've been in business 46 years, and they say they've seen a worrying spike in dine and dash incidents. Unfortunately, it's happened quite a few times lately, said Christina Moriarty of Michael's Bar and Grill. They put this all over social. Everyone helped identify this guy. Like, he's, it was very identifiable in the surveillance video who this was. All right. So they say he came back the next day, apologized, settled his bill, and even left a tip for the server. Do you still arrest him?
Probably not.
He didn't go back because he was sorry. He got back because he got caught.
I understand. But, I mean, it's a jerk move.
Oh, clearly.
I've done it once, and it's one of my great regrets is when I dined and dashed years ago.
What were you, 16?
No.
All right.
I was with Bob Fesco.
Okay.
And I'm not violating a trust here. He's told this story on the air before.
You have since righted that wrong, I thought. You said you were going to send money down there.
The restaurant doesn't exist anymore.
I know, but you said you were going to find its compliment and do something anonymously.
And I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
I did drive. It was in Waldo this was 20-something years ago. Bob and I were both very young. I don't even think either one of us had kids yet. And we'd been drinking, and I was married, but I was staying the night at his house. And he and Jen weren't married yet. I don't even know if they knew each other yet. That's how long ago it was. I was in my 20s, and I was dumb, drunk, and young. And we did it, and it's one of my great regrets in life. It really is. And I think I speak for Bob saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I could have that one back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but then again, there are plenty of things I've done in my life, and I'm not unique in this regard. I'm sure you're the same, Kramer. You're the same. I mean, there are plenty of things I've done in my life where I think to myself, God, I'd like to
have that one back.
I would like to have that one back. Whether it's dining and dashing with Fesco, or just the way I may have treated somebody at one point, whether it's a friend or a romantic partner. I'd like to have a lot of things back.
By the way, $1,000 bills did once exist, according to the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing.
Let me guess who was on it.
They were discontinued in what year?
Oh, I'm sure it would probably be in the 70s.
You're close.
60s?
1969. They haven't been printed since 1945. The bills are still valid, but mostly with collectors, according to the Bureau. No one would believe it if you handed it over.
So it was first printed in, you said, 1945?
Yes, so discontinued in 1969.
I'm going to guess that one of two people is on that bill.
Okay.
It was either Franklin Roosevelt, who had just died, or Woodrow Wilson.
Okay. Grover Cleveland. Appeared on the $1,000 bill.
Who is, other than the current president, the only person who was ever elected to two terms as president that were not consecutive.
Well, he was on the $1,000 bill.
He wasn't even that great of a president.
I know. Wasn't he widely considered one of the worst?
No, he wasn't considered one of the worst. He was just, I think if you looked at a list of the 47 presidents and...
He's down at the bottom.
No, I think you might be confusing him with Warren G. Harding or something like that.
Taft.
What's the interesting thing about Taft?
He happened to be a very large man.
He was a very large man. He is the only president who served in all three branches of the government. He was in the Congress, then he became president, and then after that, he was a member of the U.S. Supreme Court.
You are a dictionary of bizarre, mostly worthless information.
Totally worthless.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it.
Good.
And you're absolutely right. A former longtime Kansas City firefighter has pleaded guilty to assaulting a fellow firefighter at Station 27 last year in an incident the co-workers said ended when they pulled him off of the victim. Brian Taylor, who is 50, who records show has been with the Kansas City Fire Department since 2006, before leaving the job in July, pleaded guilty in Jackson County Circuit Court to fourth degree assault. That is a class A misdemeanor.
Yeah. Did you hear how this happened?
I'm reading it right now.
So he is backing in the ambulance. Boop, 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 boop. And the victim who was punched in the case, as the ambulance is backing up, flips off his driving. Just flips him the finger.
Was he goofing?
Yes. Or, says he was completely joking around, and the other firefighters corroborate his story.
That they were just workplace goofing around.
Yes. Okay. He is alleged to have gotten out of the ambulance, come over to the flipper offer, chest butted him.
Okay.
And at first, the victim in the case said, I thought he was goofing. And then he like full body laid into me, bumped me. He falls backward.
Okay.
The colleague cracks his head and is knocked cold. Out. Cold.
Oh, my.
Had to go to the hospital, get stitches, all that stuff. Yeah.
Somebody having a bad day at work?
Yes.
I mean, Dana, we don't do it very often, but I'm sure I've given you the bird joking around here at the office.
This month.
Probably.
Yes.
Okay. Taylor was originally charged in November with second-degree assault, alleging that he recklessly caused serious physical injury to the victim, identified only as J.H. That charge, which was a Class D felony, carried a maximum sentence of 7 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Oof. That seems a bit much. The amended charge was filed on Thursday of last week as a result of the plea agreement. Prosecutor said the case was mediated. The victim was in agreement with the plea terms. Okay. Man, I'm telling you, what is going on with, was it a firefighter last? Yes. A week or two ago, who had like five DUIs and ended up walking away from, for lack of a better term, a $115,000 a year gig. This guy, Taylor, was hired in 2006. His last recorded salary was $91,800 a year.
I will say this. It is a gigantic department. So is the police department.
Yeah.
So is the city.
Yeah.
And you are going to have people behaving poorly when the staff is that large. But I don't think there should be a difference in punishment for certain crimes, regardless of the uniform you put on or the title. You know, four or five DUIs, whatever that was last week, come on.
Well,
you know, let's apply the reasonable man standard there.
I don't think anybody would disagree with you. And I would make the argument, anything north of three DUIs, you don't ever get your license back. You know, one.
And then can you work for a city if you cannot drive? Like, you do not have the ability to drive.
I'm sure there are some positions you could have working for a city, like if you're like a clerk, or if you're in charge of the TV camera at the city council meetings for the public broadcasting channel or whatever it is. But no, I mean, if you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, if you are in public works, I would argue no.
Yeah.
You have to have, and listen, I can already hear people's eyes rolling in the back of the head. Three? One? And I'm not endorsing this at all. I'm not condoning it at all. If somebody were to tell me, yeah, I was arrested when I was in my 20s for DUI, I'd be like, oh, that was a dumb decision. Two? But if you get a third DUI, especially in the age of Uber and Lyft, there's no excuse. None. And I would make the argument you should lose, whether you're 27 or 77, you should lose the right to drive. Let me rephrase. You should lose the privilege to drive for the rest of your life. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dana Wright, that's Kramer. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. This gas station heroin called 7-O or 7-O-H?
Yeah, we need to bring this back tomorrow as a topic because it's everywhere.
There's an op-ed in today's Kansas City Star written by David Hudnall. And he just writes briefly, I drove to Gladstone on Thursday afternoon. I was trying to gauge the rule of law up there.
Yep.
I'd had a couple of conversations the day before. that made me want to pay a visit to the Northland municipality, population 28,000. The first was with Maggie Nirenberg, a Democratic state senator who represents part of Gladstone. She was one of about a half dozen Missouri state lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, that I contacted this week to ask about what bills we might see in the upcoming session relating to 70H.
It's too quick. There are too many lawmakers that don't know this is happening.
And it's sold with no regulations.
Oh, this
story goes on to say,
yeah,
in gas stations and smoke shops in Kansas and Missouri. And the author, David Hudnall, said that 70H is several times more potent than morphine.
So I've already talked to my kids about it because, you know, it's what I do. I would urge everyone to tell them, just because you see this in a gas station, in some of the smaller mom and pops, they're not selling this at Quick Trip, but in some of those smaller corner mom and pop gas stations, and it's being marketed under fun flavors and colors, and it says it's going to make you feel good. It's euphoric.
It looks like candy.
Yeah, it's going to make you feel so good. It should not be legal. The law has not caught up to it yet.
So the author of this piece apparently visited, I'm not going to name the stores, but he does, naming these discount.
People are spending billions on it annually, Scott, and we don't even know what are the long-term
is
effects.
Is it addictive?
Yes.
It is addictive.
Oh, yes. I told my kids, just in case they were popping into a gas station in Lawrence or Manhattan, I go, if you see this stuff, it's at all the counters. Do not take any of it.
And does it go by the name 70H?
Yeah, or is it Kratom or something, I think it's called?
Excuse me. Because the actual name is 7-hydroxymitragynine.
Yeah. It's marketed, Scott, as like a mood booster, and that's what scares me about the campuses. Like, you know, you're not home, you haven't gone to see a doctor in a while. Oh, it'll boost my mood. Well, okay. I hope you enjoy living under a bridge.
Okay.
Because that's where you're headed. Don't buy it.
All right.
Look for regulation really soon. Right. It's just like K2 in the beginning.
We'll put that off to the side and maybe get to it tomorrow. Virginia Giuffre's book is now out, and it's entitled Nobody's Girl, obviously published posthumously. It comes out tomorrow, I believe. It does not paint a good picture of Prince Andrew at all. I mean, she rakes him over the coals in this book. Why is he not being extradited to the United States to face criminal charges?
He will never set foot on U.S. soil again, because if he did, he would be arrested.
And the Federal Aviation Administration said late yesterday that air traffic control staffing issues were delaying travel at airports in Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, and Newark as a U.S. government shutdown entered its 19th day. It's now on day 20 as of today. By this morning, staffing issues at most of those airports seem to have been resolved. But there was a staffing trigger in place in Philadelphia, which also affects traffic going into Newark International Airport in New Jersey. We got to run. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. On behalf of our producer today, Kramer, Sam returns next week. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.